You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Monday, and we've got coverage live on Racing Radio throughout the day. So join me, John Gibby, Sam Turner and John Babb for coverage of the day's racing action, a tip in every race, a couple of tips in every race and commentaries on the day's fixtures as well, of course. So you can listen online or via the William Hill app, but here on the podcast, Gareth Topham is with me. Gareth, how are you?
Yeah, good. Been a busy old weekend. But yeah, nice to be back in the William Hill studios. A rare Sunday for me in the William Hill studios, actually.
Yeah, you're not in the what we've usually termed sort of the Sunday gang, you know, the people we usually have in on a Sunday. You wouldn't feature among those illustrious names usually, Gareth, so it's a rare treat.
It is, and a rare treat as well, because I'm keeping company with Messrs. Budden and Brune today. So, no, fantastic to be in on a Sunday. Maybe I should make it a more regular thing, maybe.
Well, we're going to get your thoughts on Monday's action in a few moments' time, but we're going to start off by looking back on Saturday. And it's almost as if it were planned this way. I could kind of pretend that it was, that we've got you with us. You were the commentator on course for yesterday's feature meeting, the Super Sprint at Newbury.
Yeah, first visit to Newbury yesterday from a commentating point of view, and my word, I was impressed with it. Cracking venue, a proper race course, you know, would stand anywhere in the world as, you know, a high quality venue, and the developments that have gone on in and around the race course in the last 10 years, sort of since I last visited, were really very impressive. So, no, a pleasure to go down there. Felt very privileged to be down there, and it was a cracking day's racing to call.
Well, we're going to take a look at two of the big races from that day at Newbury yesterday, and we'll start off with the Hatwood. Let's listen back to what happened in the closing stages, described by yourself, Gareth.
On the far right, the German raider Voldfad is coming into it well. The Tin Man is flat out in behind them, and it's Voldfad who's come through to take over, racing inside the final furlong. Cardam is staying on from a long way back this side. Voldfad is edging over towards the near side running rails. Cardam is forced to switch. Keystroke is also staying on with Barbil the far side, but the Hackwood's going to go back to Germany. Voldfad scores in the hands of Andrea Azzini.
So there's Voldfad winning the Hackwood. A bit of a surprise winner, it's fair to say, the German raider under Andrea Azzini, and has beaten, well, certainly who would be considered some better known names to us here in the UK and behind.
Yeah, it was an interesting one on me. You know, the first time I'd heard of this horse was basically when I got into the press room at Newbury yesterday. I was like, right, we have a German raider, don't know much about it. Had to research the name of the trainer as well, Dominique Moser. But the horse has clearly got an awful lot of talent. I've been looking back actually then at what he'd been doing over in his native Germany, and he was fully entitled to take his chance in that Group 3 yesterday, and it was a wide open Group 3, I think, particularly when you had a short price favourite in the Tin Man who I napped here in the William Hill studios, and many other William Hill napsters went with the Tin Man as well. But if the Tin Man was to disappoint, which alas he did, it really did open the race right up, and I think it was a fine piece of placing by the horse's German connections, and he won the race on merit. He drew clear quite readily, and he was always in charge throughout that final furlong.
Well, that was the Hatwood. The big race, the Super Sprint, had a very exciting finish this year. Let's listen back to it.
As they're already inside the final two furlongs, Electric Ladyland giving it a bold go. Here now with a strong run is Mighty Spirit in the red and purple striped sleeves and cap. More towards this side is Show Me with Ocasio Cortez. And right under the stand side rails, Betty's Hope, the filly with the white face, is storming home. They're deep inside the final furlong, and up ahead it is Show Me now pressed all the way to the line by Betty's Hope. This is going to be close. Betty's Hope this time on down the near side of Show Me. They've gone past together.
And it was Betty's Hope who just got the better of Show Me there in the Super Sprint. A winner for the Millmans, who've been having such a good time of it recently, Gareth, and an exciting close for the race as well. Good to see.
Sort of good to see. I'd rather one of them come well clear and win it quite nicely.
For everyone except for you. Well, and I suppose the connection of Show Me. But other than that, I think we were all glad to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, fantastic success for the Millman team, of course. many years ago, I've read this week just gone that it was the Super Sprint which basically saved the Rod Norman training operation. Obviously, it's a very, very valuable race. And to win it once again with a filly who is just absolutely on a roll at the moment, that was her third win on the bounce. And there was a little bit of money for her beforehand as well. It just goes to show what a very shrewd handler and a very productive handler that Rod Milman is. And since James has based himself back down that way, and I think he's riding the horses out each day now, you know, the results really are coming their way, and they've had a fabulous summer, certainly the best that I can remember. And it was a tremendous success, a very popular success at the track as well. Plenty of the 21,000 racegoers at Newbury yesterday, you could tell that they were on, because when the judge Guy Lewis announced the result, the roar that went up, Betty's Hope was a very popular winner.
Well, that was Saturday. Let's turn our attention now to what's happening on Sunday. As usual, Gareth, you've got two selections for us for the day's action on Monday, I should say. What's the first of those going to be?
Yeah, I've gone for one over jumps at Cartmel and one on the flat at Ayr. I'm going to Cartmel at 3.20 for the Panorama Handicap Hurdle, and a horse I've been following basically since I called him home win in unlikely circumstances at Uttoxeter back in May, a horse called For Jim. That day at Uttoxeter, he nearly blundered away his chance at the final fence and was literally lifted over the line by Sean Quinlan to get up. And since then, he's won twice. He's won over fences at Hexham. Then he went back to Uttoxeter and for whatever reason bombed out entirely, but the two runs since, which have both been back over hurdles, he's run really, really well. I napped him when he got beat, typically. That was at Southwell two outings ago, behind what turned out to be quite a well-handicapped horse in Buck Dancing, but he made no mistake back up at Perth last time out, defeating a horse called General Allenby by quite a long way. He stays particularly well, this horse. He's obviously very versatile, and again, at this moment in time, he's just a horse that's absolutely thriving. He's got the visor back on, which he wore for the first time at Perth last time out, and again, the visor not guaranteed to have the same effect two times running, but if he does, for me, that certainly makes him the one to beat here. He's a fast improving horse. He's still only 7 years old, and I really like his prospects tomorrow in that 3.20 at Cartmel.
Okay, that's the first pick, and what about the other then?
A horse I actually napped that won last week, who makes a quick reappearance, a horse called Retirement Beckons, who's trained by Linda Perrott. The only thing, I think, or the main thing that could get this horse beaten on Monday is basically this busy spell that he's having. But I'm guessing Linda Perrott knows what she's talking about and knows what she's doing with this horse, and he clearly seems to be taking his racing pretty well. He was second at Ayr last Monday, a race that I called basically nearly got up. He was just defeated by a very, very game winner who got an easy lead and held on, kept on fighting. And that made him something like a 13-14 race maiden. But he made no mistake at Hamilton on Thursday, when scoring in quite clear-cut fashion. He's a horse which will want a strong gallop, and he'll probably get that in this particular contest. We already know for a fact that he handles Ayr well, and as I say, as long as he's over those exertions from both Ayr and Hamilton last week and he's able to go again, you know, for a mark of 50, there could be a little bit of value in that mark. Again, I think he's an improving horse, and now he's found the winning thread, he might just be able to keep it going.
Retirement Beckons, the second selection for Gareth. Then you can hear all the action on Racing Radio throughout the afternoon, so join me, John Gibby. I mentioned we've got to have Sam Turner and John Babb in the studio as well, so a good team to look at all the day's racing. And join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Gareth, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.